following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Glad to have you along, getting into the next round of the NFL playoffs, the divisional playoffs, with four games this weekend. You'll hear them all here on ESPN Radio. Had some wild basketball last night. We'll talk about that. Got some wrestling. Mark Manning, head Nebraska coach, rescheduled from earlier this week, scheduled to be with us at the bottom of the hour. And Amir Abdullah, since our Husker roundtable yesterday, must have been listening how much we wanted him back. And Amir Abdullah says, yes, I will return for my senior season. And your thoughts on that. Anything you want to chime in with, we'd love to hear from you. Give you a chance to win some tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo next weekend at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Also, a chance to win tickets to the Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show next weekend at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. So a lot of things that want to make you think that you can look ahead towards spring and summer with outdoor activities, and we'll give you a chance to win tickets to those. You'll always need that number from the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN, 1460-1550. The Facebook is ESPN Superstation. And as always, the Dan Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. That was big news on Abdullah. You know, I look at the quarterback situation. We're not for sure who's going to start at quarterback next year for Nebraska, but we do know who's going to start at running back. You know, that's for sure. And I'll tell you what, with that running back in the lineup, the quarterbacks will have receivers more open than they would have without him in there. You know, they're going to have to play the run a little bit more, so it's going to make our quarterback look a little bit better, especially with some play-action pass and stuff. What's your feelings on that, Doug? Do you agree with that or not?
Well, when you're going to still be breaking in a new quarterback, you want to have some stability at key positions, and they're going to have to fill in some spots on the offensive line, and you're going to be breaking in a brand-new starting quarterback, even though Tommy Armstrong got about half the starts this year. I still say you're starting basically a new guy. So you need some stability somewhere, and that's Amir Abdullah, who will try and do as well as he did this year. He takes a pounding, as we talked about yesterday on the roundtable. That position, you gotta be able to withstand it. And can he go the whole year? I really was a little concerned. You don't want to have a sophomore quarterback and a redshirt freshman running back and new lineman that, and then go on the road to play the games at Nebraska. That would not have been a good recipe. Not saying that these guys couldn't get it done, but majority of the time, that recipe is not going to get it done for you.
You know, I don't know what the correct word is. Maybe one of you two guys might do, but he's crafty. This Abdullah is crafty enough that you can never really get an unload hit on him. You know, I mean, there's some running backs that when, you know, your defense can line up, we're going to punish this guy. But he's good enough and quick enough and just, you know, and like I said, crafty enough to get himself in a position where, you know, he'll get an extra yard here, he ducks here, and you never really get to unload on him. Try to remember a time in the season where he just took a shot, and I can't remember one.
Well, there was a couple out there where he ended up coming off the field, but he's not afraid to run up in between the tackles. He doesn't have to get outside every time he touches the football. And when you do run up inside the tackle, sometimes it's hard to even see the guy. So big news, good news for Amir Abdullah. And he will be back, well, for Nebraska fans. And hopefully Amir Abdullah has a great season, gets through it healthy, helps his draft stock, and he moves on to the National Football League. Also, Will Shields, the 15 Hall of Fame finalists, have been released. And Will Shields is on that list, but you look at all the expert opinions, and nobody thinks that he'll probably get in this year. This is the third time he's been on that ballot, and there's some pretty big-time first-year nominees, and there's actually some names that people are surprised didn't make it on to this final round.
Who are some of those, Doug?
You've got Derek Brooks, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, Walter Jones. They were first-year eligible that all made it into those final 15. Jones, offensive tackle, was Seattle. We all know Marvin Harrison for the Colts, Tony Dungy, Tampa Bay and Indianapolis, and Derek Brooks, outstanding linebacker with Tampa Bay. Michael Strahan is a finalist. Charles Haley, a lot of people have a hard time believing that he's not already in it. Haley has been up for 10 years now and has still not won in, just like Kevin Green. Receiver Andre Reed made the finalists, running back Jerome Bettis, Tim Brown, John Lynch, Aeneas Williams, kicker Morton Anderson, and former San Francisco owner Eddie DeBartolo Jr. Now, the senior nominees have put in punter Ray Guy and defensive end Claude Humphrey. Some of the guys that didn't make it, didn't advance on in this stage, the former commissioner Paul Tagliabue, former coaches Jimmy Johnson, who's a two-time Super Bowl winner. You got to think at some point he gets in. And Don Coryell, a general manager, George Young. That's one of those things, I suppose, at some point the old-timers committee is going to have to put him in, who did so many things with so many organizations. Then former Husker Roger Craig, Terrell Davis, running back from the Denver Broncos. Some other guys, Steve Atwater of the Broncos, Carl Mecklenburg, Joe Jacoby, Steve Wisniewski, did not advance on in this round.
You know, in front of you, Andre Reed, was his career with the Buffalo Bills? Is that mainly where his career was?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, sounds like he should be in.
Well, there's some names there. It'll be interesting to see who all gets in. And when you look at some of the guys that were left off of the list, then you wonder who's going to actually get in. So we'll find out the day before the Super Bowl, which is February the 1st. Let's turn our attention to basketball from last night. Did you watch the Husker game?
I got to see the second half of it, so I got to see
your thoughts.
I saw the last half court shot that Michigan hit just before halftime, which was disappointing. My thoughts: if I'm the head coach of the University of Nebraska, I'm going to be really disappointed they didn't call that a charge with about 10 seconds to go. I thought the guy did everything he could. He took it in the chest. Charge and block calls are tough to get right. I mean, they really are, if they're very close, and especially when you know how important the game is. Because the referee and all the players knew that this call probably is going to be a deciding factor in what's going to happen. And I thought he took it in the chest, and that's kind of what you usually go by.
Well, yeah, he really elevated.
Yeah, and his feet were planted. The defensive players' feet were planted. Now, I know he was up there for a long time, and so if that means if the player was in the air, technically, then probably he's got to give him room to come down. So maybe it wasn't. I'm not 100% sure. All I know, I wanted Nebraska to win. And if I looked at it again, boy, I'll tell you what, Michigan knows that call was so critical and extremely close because he did take it in the chest. He didn't take it on a hip. And I think that's the one thing. No matter how long you're set, if you take it on the hip, it's one thing. But I did not think it was a foul when Nebraska went back with about 4 seconds to go. There was a little bit of contact when the guy goes into the lane, but I did not think that was – and it was disappointing that we missed a little putback with about 1.5 seconds.
Grab it and dunk it.
Yeah.
Grab it and dunk it. That's what tells you the level of player right now between a winning team and a non-winning team. The whole thing, as hard and all the calls, it came down to that. There was time. You didn't have to tip it. But mentally, that's what was put into their head as they went out there. Pettaway attacked the rim with plenty of time. There was 2 seconds left, and Leslie Smith could have grabbed it, came down, went back up, and just dunked it, and the game would have been over. But they were going, oh, you know, we don't have any time, and the ball didn't go in. And when things aren't going your way, the ball doesn't go in.
Yeah, you know, one thing I think when you're playing the game, if there's any advice I could give, then most of the people that play are in school right now. So, I mean, other than your town team, maybe somebody's listening. But actually, Doug, you're right, is unless you can see the clock, and I'm talking about maybe you got a breakaway and you're at half court and you look up and there's 1 second on the clock. So you know now you don't have time to go in for the layup. But in all other situations, if you do not know how much time's on the clock, think that you have enough to do what you normally would do, which would be, at a high school level, grab the rebound and lay it up for the two-footer.
Yeah.
You know, not you don't have to dunk it. But in the college, you're right, Doug, in the college, you can grab the ball with two hands, get yourself under control, go up and dunk. And, hey, if you get beat by the clock, one time you might get beat by the clock. But you're taking a heck of a risk by trying to do just a little quick pick, just a tap in, just so fast, like you said. Just tapped it. And heck, we got about 1.8 seconds on the clock after the ball hit the rim, you know, and it's bouncing around up there, it seems like, for infinity. But it was a tough loss for Nebraska.
And it doesn't get any easier. Nebraska plays their third conference game on the road as they go to Purdue and play Sunday morning at 11. And I guess we're just not used to that. That's noon East Coast time, okay? So I guess that's where it becomes okay to do that. But appease the Big Ten Network, where every game has to be televised, then you have to be playing it at a time like this at 11 a.m. on Sunday. So it is what it is. Hopefully you got multiple TVs, and if you don't, you head down to one of our favorite spots and watch it on multiple TVs. You can watch the NFL playoffs, because then the Nebraska men are on, then that'll be followed by the Nebraska women, who did not play well last night, tried to fight back, but they were down by 20 most of this basketball game, lost to Michigan State 72-57, and they'll play at Illinois on Sunday. A couple of competitive games at UNK last night. The men fall in overtime 73-69, and the women, you don't see this very often, they got out to a little bit of a lead. The Northwest Missouri State went on a 17-0 run, and the Lopers were able to come back from that 14-point deficit by shooting 54% in the second half, and actually won it pretty easily, 70-59.
Yeah, outscored them like 25 points there in a stretch in the second half. Yeah, there was, you talk about a game of, you know, like you said, a 17-0 run, and then it looked like UNK maybe went on a 35-10 run in the second half. So, yeah, unbelievable.
Game
good win
runs
for them.
Yeah, it's a little handful of basketball last night. A lot more tonight as we, out of this holiday break, finally get back into the routine. And we've got plenty of basketball for you tonight here on ESPN, Kearney High and North Platte, 1230 KHAS. Adams Central plays Loop City Arcadia. And then for Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic is at Grand Island Central Catholic. UNK wrestling team wrestling this morning in the first match against Virginia Tech in the Virginia Duels. They'll go again this afternoon against either Ryder or George Mason. We hope to have an update on that for you before the end of the show. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this timeout.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro. Exclusively at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year. Come into Complete Nutrition and sign up to be a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. You'll save 22% on all new programs like ManCore Pro and all other products. Get started today with Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Friday on ESPN Radio, Kearney High welcomes in North Platte. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central travels to Loop City, Arcadia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Friday, Kearney Catholics at Grand Island Central Catholic. And Saturday afternoon, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. It's all coming your way this weekend on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance of a wintry mix. It will be breezy, high at 38. Tonight, we'll have a chance of snow early, mixing with rain with a low near 23. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy, high at 52. Currently, it's 32.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Let's give you a chance right now to win some tickets to next weekend's Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. It's Friday night from 5 to 9, Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. This is next weekend, January 17th through the 19th. If you haven't won anything from the Doug and Daddy Show this week, and we've been giving away a lot, including the Super Bowl party and tickets to the Whitetails Unlimited, their banquets tomorrow, River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, a lot of things, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But if you haven't had the chance to be a winner, call now. We'll give you some tickets to the Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour. But I want to jump into some of the NFL games that we've got going on this weekend. Jimmy, we talked a little bit about it when the spreads came out on Monday. Any strong feelings for any of these four games?
You know, The three favorites that are heavy favorites, and I'm disregarding the San Francisco Carolina game right now because it's anywhere from two to pick them, something like that, mm-hmm. you know. But the other three games, I do like all three favorites, and I very seldom are you all three of those teams going to win, but they have seemed to play a little bit better for a longer period of time than the other teams. And they're at home, you know, and I just think that is a tremendous advantage. And I think it's an advantage to Denver and, you know, anybody that didn't have to play last week. I mean, if you got the day off or the week off, so you've had 2 weeks to heal. And in some cases, like with Denver, they've actually had two. You know, they got ahead of Oakland 31-0, so they've had, you know, 2.5 games to heal. Yeah. You know, so I think there's an advantage to that, and I will not be betting any underdogs at all.
Just winning, you like him to cover.
Yeah, exactly. And I think maybe with the San Francisco Carolina game, I think I might be getting the worst team when I take Carolina, but I still think they're at home. And so I don't have a real strong feeling on that, but there is no way I'm betting San Francisco. I can tell you that. I don't know if I'm going to bet Carolina, but I will not bet San Francisco on the road giving up points. No possible way.
So you take a little bit under consideration about there's so much overreaction for how teams did in the wild card round. It used to be that that didn't matter, but the last handful of years, the sixth seed or somebody that plays that first weekend's getting to the Super Bowl. So, you know, odds are right now that one of those road teams actually is going to do more than just cover. They're going to outright win the football game.
Yeah, I understand that too. I mean, I really do. I mean, there's no way I play in a three-team parlay on these three. I just think that if you want to have the best chance of winning, you're probably going to go with the home team and maybe give up those points.
Well, I'll get back to these picks here in just a moment. We want to let you know that we were expecting Jared Crick in studio, so all of a sudden you're wondering, hey, where's Jared Crick? Well, his travel arrangements got changed a little bit. He's not probably going to get in back into town till tonight. I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk with him via phone or not, and you know, we're all disappointed about that because we love having the Crick on the show, but 9-3 is not available to come into the studio today. We'll see if we can rearrange that, but we will have Mark Manning coming up next week. Jabba Chamberlain scheduled to join us on Tuesday. So there you go, just to throw that out to you. I do think the more and more that I listen to all the hubbub, I really think Indianapolis is going to have trouble at New England. Just when you think the Patriots are vulnerable, they've got to go there, play outside, and when New England or when Indy looks good, they look pretty good. When they look bad, they look really bad this year. I mean, yeah, they beat all those good teams, all those playoff teams, but boy, when they lost, it was ugly. And I think maybe they got rid of some of the, I don't want to say poison, but some of the pieces of the puzzle that were starters that they thought were the best weren't. And Donald Brown's in there as a running back, and he's doing a great job. He's got to have the big game tomorrow or this weekend. Andrew Luck's got to have an okay game, but Donald Brown's got to have the big game if the Colts hope to have a chance against New England, who are probably just going to try and run over Indianapolis, and Jamal Charles would have, and Niles Davis did for Kansas City, and McCluster did for Kansas City last week.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of these teams really struggled against teams with losing records this year. You know, New England kind of was caught a break when they beat Cleveland. You know, they scored late and got an onside kick. So, you know, I mean, I anybody that says, hey, I'm going to take this underdog, I'm not going to look at them and go, hey, you're nuts. You know, because they do have a good opportunity on the road. You know, I don't know if people realize this. New England, I think, and somebody, one of our listeners, go ahead and call or text or whatever you need to do, let us know. I think they're like 2-11 against the spread in the last 13 playoff games. New England is 2-11. So people have a tendency to love New England. And I just thought,
Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I think this year when I looked at the line, I just thought, whoa. You know, they've kind of adjusted that a little bit. They didn't make them a 9 or a 10, 11. They only have them around 7. Is that right, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So yeah.
And you're starting to see a lot more of that come out here nationally, like on SportsCenter and all the stats that are coming out here, is that Brady's just 7-7 over his last 14. You know, he never lost a playoff game. You know, they were making the Super Bowl. They were winning back-to-back Super Bowls. It's been a while since New England has been to the dance, and even when they were there, undefeated team, they got upset, and that was the lingering hangover there that you've got. So the Patriots, not indestructible, but you just look at it and you go, Indy, really? I don't see it. So I like New England. The other game, Denver-San Diego, everything points to San Diego being able to cover this football game. The problem here is I want Denver to win, and so that clouds just about everything else. Your head versus your heart. You gotta make your picks with your head and root with your heart, not vice versa. But with Manning, if he can't find a way with this amount of time to pick apart San Diego, whose defense apparently has gotten a lot better. Even though they gave up all those points to Kansas City, their defense apparently is San Diego, whose defense is getting better with the way they played against Cincinnati and down the stretch. You know, they've played, and because of their coach McCoy, who knows everything about Peyton Manning, they've got that intangible. They've got that factor. And so I just think Manning is too good. And the problem is, if they don't get it done, Peyton will get destroyed in the media. That'll be it for him. I think if they lose this week, he just will retire. I mean, even though as good as he is, just will retire.
Yeah, I really think all the teams, if whoever loses, all of the teams except for possibly New Orleans, is going to take some heat. I mean, if New Orleans would happen to win, it was just going to be all positive about all the head coach coming back and the quarterback and all there would be a media hype if New Orleans can win. If they lose, I think they will be excused. I think just Seattle's good. They're good at home. That'll be the end of the story, and we'll move on.
Well, again, they're trying to sell us that, you know, that second time you go to Seattle, you play a lot better. Boy, New Orleans could play a lot better than they did the first time and still get beat by 10.
No kidding.
So, I'll be rooting for New Orleans. I think Seattle wins. As far as that point spread, I've got no clue. They could destroy them, or this could be a dumbing down, ugly game, or maybe New Orleans scores some points and you get a 38-34 type of football game. And then the other game, Carolina-San Francisco. San Francisco is the better football team. Now, if Carolina out-coaches them or finds a way to get a turnover or something, but San Francisco is the better football team. And now they've got a chance to go out and prove it. And they've still got something on the table. They lost in the Super Bowl last year. They have avoided the jinx. They're in the playoffs. So that tells you something. They're doing something that very few teams have ever done, lose the Super Bowl and then come back the next year and win a playoff game.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, San Francisco kind of plays and has for a while that the last possession or one possession is so critical. Where, you know, Denver and some other teams, even the Colts, when they catch on fire, they want to score a lot of points and have a lot of separation, don't get it down to the last thing. But, you know, you look at San Francisco when they played, was it Green Bay, and it went down to the field goal at the end, even though it was a 22-yarder. I mean, they still, hey, you know, we're down here, and we got to get down to one possession. You fumble the ball, you throw an interception, you get a bad penalty at the wrong time. You know, you can take yourself completely out of that. So, yeah, you're right. San Francisco, I think, has the best team. And unfortunately, all the other eight teams, when they play them, if they play any of these other, every game will be the same. San Francisco will dictate the tempo, and it'll come down to one possession. Every game will be 20-17 or 24-21. I don't think San Francisco will get blown out by anybody, and I think any of these other teams could get blown out by somebody.
Here's my hypothetical situation as we go into break here. And congratulations to Bill in Grand Island and Wayne and Donovan for winning our tickets to the Central Nebraska Holman Builders Show next weekend. We've got more, I think, to give away next week on the show. Did we get rid of them all, Jeffrey?
That was our quota.
Awesome. So we got rid of them all, but we've got more River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets that will be given away. Here's the deal. Odds nothing. I'm going to tell you that every team right now of those eight teams are 3-1 to win the Super Bowl. Every one of them. Every one of their odds is 3-1. Here's fantasy $10,000. Who are you putting it on?
There's no doubt. Give me Seattle at 3-1. You know, if I have to take the winner of the Super Bowl. To get to the Super Bowl, I would take Denver to get there. I think Denver will get there. I think they got the easiest path to get there. But I think there's three teams on the other side that are better than Denver. And possibly New Orleans also for 4. But, there's no way I take New Orleans at 3-1, though. I've got him at a better price.
We'll take a break. Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, and more coming up.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance of a wintry mix. It will be breezy, high at 38. Tonight, we'll have a chance of snow early, mixing with rain with a low near 23. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy, high at 52. Currently, it's 32.
Trap all day, play all night. This is the life of a, the life of a. Go get a.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We keep telling you about Big Dally's, always giving away some combo meals, whether it's during our Pigskin Pick'em or whether it's part of any of our other contests. Big Dally's is there for you every day in Kearney on top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, or in Hastings, two locations right by Duncan Field, right downtown as well, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South Street, home of a bazillion sandwiches. They've got some great ones. We haven't even played this game in a while, Jimmy. Number between 1 and 50, what do you got today?
Let me think here. Let's see. 44.
40. Oh, you can't go wrong with the super veggie. You love super veggie. You
expect
put that together.
Good day to do it today.
That changes it up there a little bit. Maybe a French dip on a cool day like today. Kids meal with chips and a drink. You can get a ham, turkey, roast beef, pepperoni, or cheese sandwich. They've got that for the kids as well. 6 or 12 inches. The cheese, the bread you want, the toppings you want. Heated, cold, whatever the case may be. You can combo it up with chips, cookie, soup. Maybe
soup
a little
for
fruit.
Sure. I'm getting soup for sure. I'm getting the veggie. Hey, how much is the veggie? What's the damage on a 12-inch veggie?
I can get you a 12-inch veggie and a soup, and you're going to get change back out of your tent, I'll tell you that.
Good deal.
I'll tell you that right now. Love stopping by. You can get a taco sub. That's the old 39. How about on this big-time weekend championship combo? Hard salami and turkey breast there is the number 38. Stop by and see him today at Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. Let's see. What else? We got Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm is home tonight and tomorrow, taking on Omaha at 7:30 this evening, and Sioux Falls. That gets underway tomorrow at 7:05, and you can have all the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. A big-time volleyball tournament is coming to Omaha in 2015. In fact, the U.S. Women's National Coach, Karch Karai, says that outside of the Olympics, this is the biggest event that has happened in the United States ever, and Omaha gets to have it. Now it's still a summer away in July of 2015. I don't know how they keep doing it, but they keep getting events like that, Jimmy.
Boy, they do.
So we'll see Omaha get another big-time event that is coming up in 2015. It's officially called the International Volleyball Federation's Volleyball World Grand Prix, the World Grand Prix. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day: how did the 2013 Nebraska football team fare this year in your opinion? We had our Husker Roundtable yesterday with Steve Sipple, Mike Babcock, and Sean Callahan, and 60% of you said the program stayed the same, 33% said the program took a step forward, and 7% said the program regressed. We'll go into the weekend with another Nebraska question. Jeffrey wants to know already. How many wins will the Nebraska football team have next year?
9, as always. It's always 9. Just write it down, 9.
Well, we've got 4 choices. 11 or more, 9 or 10, 7 or 8, or worse than 7. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. That is the place to stop by and vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Probably should tell you what's on the schedule for 2014. Will that help you at all, or is it still going
to
be nine?
Why did you say that? To be kind of humorous. I was trying to, you know,
add no,
little,
I loved
add a little
it.
Flavor to the show. But, you know, if we're playing at Michigan, at Ohio State, at Wisconsin, at, what is it, Fresno? Do we play at Fresno State?
Yeah, we play at Fresno. The first three of the first four are at home. Unfortunately, we don't get to see Carl Pelini and Florida Atlantic. We get to see Florida Atlantic, but Carl Pelini not there. They are the season opener. Then you got McNeese State. You don't have anything close to the hype and the competition that Nebraska saw at the beginning of this year. Now, Southern Miss fell through the cracks. There's no doubt about it. But then you go to Fresno State on September the 13th and come home to take on Miami of Florida and the Hurricanes, who seemed to maybe have that program going. And everybody was waiting for years for Miami to come up to Lincoln, because we saw them so many times in the Orange Bowl, throw in that Rose Bowl. And there's been some great battles, but it's been well over a decade since the teams have played, and they will face off in the big non-conference game next year.
You know, I don't have a brother, but I do have a sister. And if she coached football and they fired her, and then I'm coaching the other team and gets to play him, I might run up the score a little bit. Something to think about. You can imagine that? Can you imagine? That's something else. How's that handshake going to go after the game and all the information? Well, I'm sure it'll be very done professionally, but, boy, something to think about with Florida Atlantic. And that's that game, because I'm sure that was scheduled for a different reason when they scheduled it. And when did they schedule it? I'd like to know why and when it was scheduled.
That was a few years back. Tom Osborne was had his hands in the cookie jar there. And that's just the non-conference. So you got Illinois the very next week is homecoming. And then Michigan State on the road before Nebraska gets their first bye. And, of course, you got two byes again next year. Nebraska will go to Michigan State, have a bye, go to Northwestern. Then Rutgers and Purdue come in, have a bye, go to Wisconsin, home against Minnesota. At Iowa, okay? So I guess because of the poll question, here's the first prediction for next year. Amir Abdullah's back. Let's assume everybody comes back, is healthy to start the season. That's all you can make your predictions on. You can't say, well, if. Florida Atlantic's a win. McNeese State is a win. Fresno State. Is Carr back? He was a senior, wasn't he? I think he was a senior. So win. Miami of Florida. They're coming in here.
Win.
Nebraska's going to want this as much as anything. The problem, though, Jimmy, is that the fans and the media, I'll even throw them in, and the people and the university, none of these coaches and none of these kids have any idea about the past and previous games with Miami. So this will not have the buildup. This will be just like UCLA or Virginia Tech or the non-conference games under Bo Pelini's tenure where we have had trouble. So let's just throw this out saying that we don't think Nebraska is going to be a national championship team, that they're 3-1 in the non-conference. That's the way it's been going. So either Miami or Fresno State's a loss. Illinois, win. At Michigan State, that's going to be a big-time football game. That's going to be tough. Now, again, you got to remember that almost this entire football team will be turned over from this year, especially on the defensive side of the football. I'm saying it's a win. Northwestern's a win. Rutgers is a win. Purdue is a win. Wisconsin is a loss. Minnesota's a win. And Iowa, that's going to be the kick in the pants, loss. 1-2. I got three losses. I got Nebraska at 9-3 going into a bowl game and not going to the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, I think
I don't want that, but that's what I got.
No, and I think 10 wins is way too high. And I think the question is, if they're going to be 11 or more, 9 or 10. So 10 is going to be really hard to get. I mean, I think that would really be hard to get. But 9 is, I think, is very doable.
There are so many factors here. I mean, this year we never would have thought that Nebraska would lose to Minnesota, okay? So is there a game on the schedule like that this year? I guess that would be the at Northwestern game for me, or the at Iowa game, but Iowa, you know, took care of us. So,
or the at Michigan State game. I think you called Michigan State a win.
Yeah, but that's not a mediocre football team.
Right, exactly. But good point. How about Fresno?
Games,
how about Fresno?
Most of these games are games that are no doubt wins. I mean, where Nebraska should be able to show up, not play a grade A game, you know, Florida Atlantic, McNeese State, Illinois, Rutgers, Purdue, all of those at home, you should be able to show up play an average game and win those games. So I don't see any hiccups at home, at least not for Nebraska.
I'd like to know who Miami played the week before, if they play Florida or somebody like that that week before, because every once in a while that's on their schedule. It seems like they play somebody like that. I'm sure Jeff will look that up for us, but who Miami or Florida plays that week, because when Nebraska's playing that Fresno, that's going to be a big-time game. And you know what? What time do you think that game will start, Doug? You know, I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about 11 a.m. kickoff for that one.
Well,
that'll be the last game played.
Don't jinx us.
Oh, they won't have Fresno playing at 9 in the morning.
Oh, Fresno. I thought you said Miami.
No, Miami could be at 11 in the morning.
Yeah,
Fresno. We have to get it. That'll be the last game played.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Anyhow. I hate when that happens. Jeff's checking that out for you. And in the meantime, I want to tell you about Troutman's Quality Meats. Was able to go in, get some great meats and cheeses to watch the national championship game on Monday night. Carrie and the gang will take care of you. They'll slice it up. They'll ask you what you want, price-wise, pound-wise, how much. Hey, you might go and say, hey, I got about 20 people coming over. What do you recommend? Carrie's going to take care of you. And, of course, they've got fresh brats, fresh Italian, and bulk Italian sausage right now. It goes amazing with pastas. So maybe you're looking for that winter get-together, a little thick pasta maybe, and put some great Italian sausages on. Grab some ground beef, perfect for chili. USDA Choice Certified Angus Steaks and Cube Steaks are $5.89 a pound right now. And boneless chuck roast, $5.79 a pound. And for your weekend parties, make sure that you've got sandwiches with Troutman's boneless hams and smoked turkeys still in stock. They can put together whatever you want, from prime ribs to bacon to turkey to the great salamis and meats that they have and cheeses as well. It's all there for you. Stop by and see Carrie and the gang. Open 6 days a week. They're there for you weeknights until 6 o'clock, so that if you get off work at 5 or 5:30, you can still get in and see Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. It's all there at Troutman's.
TBA right now. They haven't finalized their conference schedule.
They haven't got a conference game yet on that then, right?
They do, right. So it's TBA, so it could be a bye, but right now I would assume there'll be a game before us.
All right, I got it. Since we're talking about this, Doug, here's what I'd like Nebraska to do to help recruiting, because right now we're 8th. In one of the telecasts on ESPN says Nebraska is 8 out of 10 teams in recruiting in the Big Ten, in our conference. Purdue's 10th, so there must be an 11th team in there. But I was reading it, and Purdue was 10, and I think Iowa was 9, and Nebraska was 8 in recruiting. You know,
still.
Yes, and what I thought was interesting, Nebraska needs to play one of those Thursday night games again, and let's play at Fresno on Thursday and give ourselves 10 days to prepare for Miami. Let's do that.
Got a Saturday game before Fresno.
Can't do that?
Well, you don't want to play Saturday and play Thursday.
Who do we play on that Saturday?
Well, it's McNeese State. You still can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
All right.
Can't do it.
All right.
Ain't happening.
Okay.
I like your thinking.
How about a Friday night game?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
All right.
No. I think Tom Osborne took care of that, and I hope Sean Eichhorst is on board.
Yes.
Nebraska should never play a Friday game.
High school football, I agree.
There's not enough to do in this state. Let's not be screwing it up with a Friday night college game.
That's what I got. I like the idea on the Thursday game, though. Really do like it. I think it would help recruiting. Plus the games in Fresno, it's a long ways away. It's a good drive anyway. So you're going to mess up your schedule whether you play it then or not. So I think we can get by McNeese State.
Maybe we can go out and do the show from Fresno. What do you think?
I say we're in right now. In fact, let's start making plans.
Let's
get our tickets.
Book it.
Yeah, let's book it right now. And we'll just give them somebody a bill.
Oh man. Oh yeah, we can dream big, right? We can dream big. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the phone number if you'd like to join us on today's program. Dent Pomper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
J-E-R!
face him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it. It's
pull
good.
It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Russell Wilson and the top-seeded Seattle Seahawks host Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Then, Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts head to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Saturday, beginning at 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance of a wintry mix. It will be breezy, high at 38. Tonight, we'll have a chance of snow early, mixing with rain, with a low near 23. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy, high at 52. Currently, it's 32.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generic.
Hello, my friend, we'll meet again. It's been a while, where should we begin? Feels like
Doug and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Serving you for a number of years and looking forward to doing the same job in 2014. Maybe you made that purchase in 2013. Don't forget, with the way the roads are, get in, take advantage of that Saturday car wash. Take advantage of that oil change. Take advantage of the great deals you got when you bought that new or pre-owned certified Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, as we see them driving around, not just in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, but throughout central Nebraska. The smile on the face of every owner that has been to the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and maybe over the weekend you can stop by or check them out online at the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Interesting point there that you were telling me again between the breaks. You know, we were talking about how many Danny Woodhead fans are going to try and go out to Denver and watch that football game. I think that's a hot, hot ticket, obviously. And Danny Woodhead's dad will be in Kearney tonight because he coaches the North Platte girls.
Yeah, and like I said, I just think he'd really appreciate it if a lot of people walked up to him and said something polite about Danny. And maybe you didn't, you know, I wouldn't go up there and ask him for two tickets. But, you know, if you see him, he might say something.
Get your ass in line behind you, right?
Yeah, behind me. I'm going to get first to know. But, what a nice career he's had. You know, he played at North Platte High School, and he was really a pretty good basketball player. I mean, he kind of led him to the state tournament. What a tremendous football player. And, you know, I was talking about Abdullah and the way he runs, and you can't really get a good hit on him, Doug. You know, kind of, I can't remember what word I used, because whatever it was so poor about crafty or whatever. But Danny Woodhead's the same type of running back. You know, no one ever really seems to get a good hit on Danny Woodhead either. He's just so fast, and he's not afraid to run through the tackle. What a great career he's had. You know, he scored the first touchdown for New England when they were in the Super Bowl. You know, when they got beat a couple years ago, he did score the first touchdown. And so I think Danny Woodhead could be a difference maker in the San Diego Charger Denver Bronco. In fact, somebody said, Doug, one of the – and there's so many guys on ESPN, it's hard for me to – but one of them said, and you might know who it was, said he was one of the best pickups.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple times.
Have Cowherd you really heard that?
Again today, he might have been the best free agent acquisition of the year.
There you go. And that's what that was the point I was trying to make, that, yeah, hey, that was a really good pickup for San Diego because he has really helped that team out. And, you know, he goes back and catches punts at times. He returns kickoffs. You know, you talk about, you know, there's only 53 guys out there, you know, on that roster. And you got to get it down to 45 when you start playing, I think. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he does a lot of things to help that team win. And he's got really good hands. I mean, it's amazing. They throw to him a lot.
Yeah, Cowherd was talking today that that it was kind of a backwards stab at the Jets because Rex Ryan cut him because he didn't know how to utilize him. Danny Woodhead was the last guy that they cut the year that they cut him. It came down to him and a wide receiver. They needed a wide receiver, so they kept the wide receiver. And then Woodhead went on, and he goes, you know, Bill Belichick, he knew what to do with him. Mike McCoy, he knew what to do with him. He goes, Rex Ryan knows how to coach defense, but he's got nothing to do with these offensive guys. And the guy, I think the guy they said that they kept caught one career pass for the Jets and hooked up somewhere else and had six more. And that was it, the guy they kept over Danny Woodhead.
You know, that's a good point when you talk about coaches that know what to do with players that are very talented and they get them in the right spot and the right thing. I guarantee you, Rick Cremosta's got one of those Kissinger girls, and he's got three of them, and he definitely knows where to put them because they're very good on offense. Doug, that's one of the best high school basketball teams I've officiated on offense. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from their defense because I don't know how good they are on defense because they're always scoring all the time. They always score. So, I mean, it's amazing. My hand goes up for a three-pointer, and it goes straight. The other one follows. And, man, the two times I've had them, they are something. I mean, people, if you're just looking to go someplace and your favorite team's not playing that night, that's the men and girls basketball team is something else.
Well, back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan, we have went to the best replacement that we could find. Coach Manning, again, unavailable, so we won't pursue him. We'll just talk to one of the great wrestlers on the University of Nebraska wrestling team. He's out of Wagner, South Dakota. I know where that's at. He is a big, strong junior at 174 pounds. He's one of the top nationally ranked kids in the country. And on a moment's notice, Robert Kokish has said, yeah, I'll talk to the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't know you clowns, but I'll talk to you. Robert, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, it's great to catch up with you again, Robert. I think we've had a chance to chat once previously, but it's great to catch up with you. Thanks for doing this on short notice on what's kind of a real exciting couple of weeks coming up for you guys.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, we got to start more of our Big Ten schedule tonight against Indiana and then have a non-conference duel tomorrow against Penn. But, you know, going in next week, we got Iowa, which will be always a fun one for us. So it'll be a great couple of next weeks.
Well, when you're looking at, I mean, how do you avoid not already looking over to Iowa, who kind of handled you guys pretty well and handles most teams pretty well, but how do you already not look forward to Iowa because that's as big as it gets?
You know, you just got to focus on that one match at a time. You know, you got to worry about this week, this coming match first, and, you know, we'll prepare for next week. So you got to just focus on what you got to do now and focus on what you need to work on to be successful this week. So we'll just work on what we need to do next week for the Iowa duel. Then, and when it comes to matches this week, you've got to focus on what you need to do now.
We're talking with Robert Kokish. He's the junior 174-pounder for the Nebraska wrestling team. And, Robert, I think kind of like everybody else in the state, when the football season gets over, then all the fans want to know how all the other sports are doing. So kind of fill in the fans what the first month and a half was like for the Husker wrestlers.
You know, it's been great. We wrestled a couple tournaments so far this year. As a team, we've finished second out in the Las Vegas tournament out there. It's a Cliff Keen tournament out there in Vegas. Finished second as a team. And then we went to the Reno Tournament of Champions, also another tournament, a one-day tournament. And we finished first out there as a team. We had three individual champions, so that was a good tournament for us before we went home for Christmas break. And dual-wise, we're undefeated so far this year. You know, we've had a lot of good matches for our team. So, you know, it's good, you know, to get the season on the road. You know, we get more of our season coming after Christmas, moving into this next semester. So, you know, we just got to keep going out and, you know, competing hard. Coaches are preparing us the best they can for our matches. So, you know, just going out there and doing what we need to do to get the W, to get the win.
Robert, you're not the only Husker wrestler that's got some nice accolades here at the midpoint of the season, I guess we say, as we get ready for the second part of the season. Talk about Jake and a couple of the other guys that have gotten off to good starts.
You know, you got Jake Soufflon, 149-pounder. He's a tough kid. He's a grinder. You know, he's nationally ranked, I think, sixth or something right now. So, you know, he's definitely going to be competing for a national title, which is always exciting for him. You know, he's been working hard in the room and, you know, always competing to get better every day. You know, you got James Green at 157 pounds. You know, he's a tough kid. He's undefeated so far this year. You know, James is always going out there. He's got quickness, he's got speed, and he's got great technique. So, you know, he's gonna do big things for us this year, especially when it comes to the NCAA tournament, when it comes to the team title. So, you know, and 165 pounds. You got Austin Wilson, also another returning NCAA returning qualifier. You know, at 165 pounds, and you know he's a great kid. You know, he works out. I work out with him almost every day in practice, and you know he's got a lot of potential. And I see big things for him at the end of the season, you know, becoming an All-American and even better than that, you know. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys on our team, you know, Timmy Lambert, Colt McChrystal, true freshman at 133, Tim Lambert at 125, redshirt freshman. And, you know, just got to go out there and compete hard. You know, we're a young team, but, you know, our motto kind of is you're never too young to win. And, you know, going into these next few weeks is going to be exciting for us. You know, we're going to have some challenges put in front of us. And, you know, that's what you always want to look for, you know, overcome those challenges. And I think our team can do that.
Hey, Robert, Jim Langan here. Hey, really good job. You talked about your teammates. You talked about how successful they were. Our listeners would like to know a little bit about yourself and your record. Would you please tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, so far this season, I'm, I think, 21-1. Had a pretty successful season so far. Haven't really suffered any injuries, so that's always big for myself. I've never missed a collegiate match ever since I've been at Nebraska. So, you know, being injury free is always a big part of, you know, big part for that. So, and, you know, my only lone loss this year is to the number one ranked kid in my weight class, out at the Vegas tournament, that Las Vegas tournament we went to out in, beginning of December, lost in the finals, 3-2 to a really tough kid. He's actually, wrestles on the freestyle, you know, internationally quite a bit. And, he's a three-time All-American. He's gotten, third, second, and first in his career. So, you know, he's very successful, but, you know, going into the end of the year, you know, got to compete, continue to train hard, and, you know, hopefully get at the top of the podium by the end of the year. So,
Robert Kokesh is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple minutes. Doug, due to Jim Langan. If you take a look at the Intermat rankings this week, Robert's sitting at number four behind Howe of Oklahoma, Perry of Oklahoma State, and then Matt Brown of Penn State. Then it's two more conference opponents in Storley of Minnesota, and then a kid that you'll probably see on the mat next week's duel with Iowa in Mike Evans. Is it fair? You okay with where you're rated right now?
You know, that's fine with me. You know, rankings really doesn't really decide where I'm going to finish out at the end of the year. And, you know, that's what I guess got to tell myself. You know, I got a lot of tough kids in my weight class. 174 is probably one of the most deep weight classes and out of all the weight classes in Division I level right now. So, you know, it's great to compete against those kids. You know, I had a really successful NCAA tournament last year, finished third place. You know, and, you know, like you said, I got a lot of Big Ten kids in our weight class. You know, four of the top six kids are from the Big Ten, and that makes a very exciting Big Ten tournament and creates a lot of opportunity for seeds when it comes to the NCAAs. So, you know, you just got to go out there and compete hard. And, you know, lost in the semifinals last year to the number two ranked kid, Chris Perry from Oklahoma State. So, you know, I'm always hoping to get back to meet him again up, hopefully at NCAAs. Won't get to see him before then. But, you know, last year had a pretty successful season, especially at the NCAA, like I said, you know, beating two kids I've never previously beaten until that NCAA tournament. I was 0-4 going into those last two matches at the NCAA tournament. So, you know, to get over those two kids, that Logan Storley from Minnesota and Mike Evans from Iowa, I beat both those kids last year. So that was exciting for me. And, you know, it'd been nice to be at the top of the podium, but, you know, that's what you always got to work in for next year. You know, you got to keep yourself motivated and keep yourself hungry, always wanting to go out and, you know, compete hard and, you know, never give up.
Robert, you always with the Doug and Daddy show here in Kearney and Hastings in Nebraska. You already brought up Austin Wilson. Of course, one of your former teammates was Michael Klingensmith. I have to ask you, by knowing those two guys and what they've told me about you, how big are your hands?
Oh, you know, I got some pretty big hands. I think it's more genetic wise, but you know, it's a great attribute for me though. You know, I got strong hands, big hands, and you know, that's my greatest tie is just wrist control. So, you know, it really plays into my game plan when I'm in my matches. So, but you know, yeah, I got pretty big hands.
Jimmy, I think what I was told the first time somebody met Robert Kokesh was he's a big, strong farm kid out of Wagner, South Dakota. I think he can palm hay bales. So, you know, I don't know if that's true, Robert. I don't know if that's true, but you had a small-town upbringing like most of our listeners did.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I grew up in a town of about 1,600 people. Russell for Wagner High School was a three-time state champ in high school. And, you know, we run a stock cow farming operation there, run about 300 stock cows. And, you know, I grew up a farm kid, you know, dad always had me out there working on the farm. And, you know, I think that's what kind of brought my worth ethic into my wrestling. And that was a big asset for me. Just that mental toughness, you know, going out there and doing things that most people wouldn't want to do. And you have to do because it's your lifestyle. No, especially like after I graduate from college, it's what I want to go do. I want to go back to the farm and I want to be a farmer. So, you know, it's a great lifestyle for me and I love it. And, you know, it brings in, like I said, a great worth ethic. You know, going into the wrestling room, you know, you're never, you know, get a lot of tough times when you're practicing, not feeling good. But, you know, my worth ethic and my endurance and my stamina push through it.
All right, Robert, we appreciate you joining us on short notice here on the Doug and Daddy Show and filling in for the coach today. So we look forward to seeing you on the Devaney Center mats. And I got to ask you one last question before we let you go. Everybody brings up the volleyball team moving. Well, the wrestling team has moved. What's it like in the new venue for you?
You know, it's great. You know, it was kind of a hassle going from the Hendricks train complex where our wrestling room's at all the way to the Coliseum. Over on city campus. So it's a great asset for us also. You know, we got a great training facility here, got great workout area, and you know, it's great. You know, since we're wrestling the Devaney Center right after our, you know, our weigh-ins, and you know, you have to be back, you know, wrestling in an hour. So, you know, it's great just to go down into the Devaney and just, you know, compete. You know, it's where we practice, it's where we train. It's finally nice to compete and where we practice and train, and I think that helps us out a lot in a lot of different areas.
Well, Robert, you're a great representative of the University of Nebraska, and keep up the great work. Good luck in the next couple of weeks and throughout the season, and maybe we'll get to chat again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Really appreciate the time.
No problem. Sounds great. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Robert Kokesh, that was great. That was probably better than Manning.
Oh, I'm just saying probably it was. And what a nice kid. You know, we talked about his other teammates. You know, talked about six of them, and they're probably having quite a bit of success. Skipped himself, you know, just, well, here's our team, and here's some of the guys. And, you know, what a nice kid. I'll tell you what, you know, he talked about farming and what he did. And we have a lot of, like you say, people in our area that's what they do. And I'm sure one thing about wrestling, at least it's inside and it's warm. And sometimes those wrestling rooms are a little warmer than you want them to be. But I'll tell you what, yeah, talk about his work ethic. He's right about that.
Yeah, folks, he's not a hard guy to root for. Robert Kokesh joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, T&L Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. And you can check out a variety of T&L different pivots, all the gear that they have, everything that would work on your monster fields, maybe just a little corner pivot, whatever the case may be. They've been churning them out for over 60 years from their worldwide location, headquartered in Hastings, taking care of all of the United States and 60 countries worldwide, and they take care of you. Whether you have one that needs to be moved in, you need something new, maybe you've got one that needs to be replaced, or maybe you just need to schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, you can do so by contacting your local T&L dealer. You can visit them online at tlirr.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you. for a lifetime. And I think we've covered just about everything there is to cover for today. Jimmy, where are you at this weekend? Or do you want to keep that a secret?
No, I go to St. Paul tonight and then go to Wilcox Hildreth on Saturday. And Wilcox Hildreth plays Elm Creek. And yeah. I think that'll be both the girls and boys game will be very competitive. And I think the Sandy Creek are playing at St. Paul, and I think those games will be competitive. And St. Paul's boys will be looking for their first win, but they've been working hard. And I'll tell you, you talk about teams that are going after it. The St. Paul boys, even though they are 0-9, they work hard and try to play. They get after it.
You know, you mentioned that you don't always have to look at the rankings. All good players and good teams aren't 17-0 and rated. I tell you what, I was impressed by the Donovan Trumbull girls. Obviously, we went to watch the Donovan Trumbull Ravenna boys game, which was physical and hard fought. But Donovan Trumbull girls got some nice players, and they're going to clip somebody here. They're in the win column three times, but they're going to clip somebody here that ain't paying attention.
Yeah, and you're right, Doug. I think people appreciate the attitudes of players, whether they're winning or losing. If they have good attitudes on the floor, I think people really appreciate that.
Well, we will see you back here on Monday as we will be giving away more River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets. Tom Hamilton, one of the directors, will be joining us on Monday's show. Jabba Chamberlain on Tuesday. Jimmy's back on Monday. And we'll be down to the final four in the NFL playoffs. Who will be left standing? We'll talk about it on Monday. Have a good one, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.